In the Philippines, being born into a political family means being groomed for office from day one. Across the country, the same last names lord over the same constituencies. But despite this, there are some kids of politicians who choose to forge their own path. I'm Marguerite De Leon, and in this episode of I've Got an Opinion, Rappler's podcast on ordinary people with extraordinary points of view, we speak with Regina Carla Talaga, whose family is a prominent political name in Quezon Province. Why did she choose not to run for office despite a lot of pressure? Let's find out.
Welcome, Regina, to I've Got an Opinion. Thank you so much for being part of our podcast this week.
No worries, Miss Margie. Hello po.
Call me Margie, wag mo na ako i-miss.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Ayun. So, just like last week I found this, my guest last week, I called him a rare Pokemon because he was both from Ateneo and provincial university. So he had like the perspective of both, both kinds of people. So I consider you a rare Pokemon as well because you are special. You are part of a political clan, but you chose actively not to take part in the tradition of your family. So let's get started. So yun nga, you consider yourself part of this political clan. Could you tell me more about that?
Well, first of all, thank you, Ms. Margie, for terming it as a political clan rather than a political dynasty. We all know that a lot of people are kind of hostile towards that word.
Right.
But yeah, I consider myself a part of a political clan or family here in Quezon Province. My father, Claro Y. Talaga Sr., was a former three-term board member of the first district of Quezon Province, which now my older brother, Claro Jerry M. Talaga Jr., now holds.
Right.
He's now in his second term as board member of the same district.
Okay.
My uncle, my father's younger brother, used to be Lucena City's vice mayor and mayor for some consecutive years. Forgive me kasi hindi ko na nakuha yung exact figure.
Okay.
Pero merong katagalan. While three of my cousins are also currently holding public offices at present.
Okay, so ang dami nun. So, how did you feel about that? About your family being in government?
Well, for one, I am proud to be my father's daughter, who was once a politician, who served as a public servant for most of his life. I am proud to be a member of the clan. I am proud na ako ay isang talaga. There are definitely lots of perks that comes with my family, specifically with my father then being involved in politics. As a child, you get used to those perks. You don't really... You don't really realize the privilege that you hold. I just vividly remember examples or situations of being treated differently in a good or better way just because of the fact that my family holds power in my hometown.
Just nice to you in general.
Yeah. Parang, as much as I don't want to coin the term VIP treatment,
right.
Ganun na nga. Medyo ganun na nga. On the other hand, as I grew up and studied political science as my undergrad in college, and as I became more immersed with issues surrounding political dynasties, I somewhat felt hostile towards the thought of me entering the world of politics myself. You know, political dynasties are generally referred to as traditional political families or the practices by these families of monopolizing political power and public offices from generation to generation and treating the public elective office almost as their political belonging or property. Mm-hmm. And in some occurrences during this period wherein I was growing up and being immersed and being more educated, like I said, I have felt that we were somewhat being close to the definition that I just stated.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go super deep into what occurrence that was, but it became pretty controversial during one election. And I actually remember one of my high school teachers asking me why my family made that certain decision. And you know, as a high school student, you don't really know what to say. But you know that it's something that a lot of people did not appreciate. So yeah, I have mixed feelings toward my family being in government.
Okay. So per, you learned more about this when you were in college na. But prior to that, or prior even to high school, when you were much younger, parang how mm-hmm. aware or immersed were you in the politics talaga, in the family's, ano, what do you call this, doings or goings on?
Mm-hmm. Pretty immersed, I would say. Like, for every campaign season, there would be hanging tarpaulins. Actually, hindi pa nga tarpaulins nung panahon ng tatay ko eh. Yung pintura pa lang na stenciled.
Oh my God, okay.
Yung ginagamit bilang campaign material. Talagang, ginawang, yung sampayan namin, imbis na damit, mga ganong campaign material yung nakasabit. There would also be a supply of calendars and flyers na nakakalat sa bahay. And the most memorable immersion for me was during the 2007 elections, where my father was running to get a seat back in the Sangguniang Pandalawigan of Quezon. My mother and her sisters, alongside my cousins from my mom's side, would get into my lola's van. And we would bring as much as campaign materials we can. Mm-hmm. And we would go as far as we can para magbahay-bahay at mga panya, mga may, isigaw ang pangalan ng tatay ko, basically. Tapos, wala kaming sound system, proper sound system. Talagang nilalaksan lang namin yung radio system na nakabukas yung bintana ng van para marinig yung jingle ng tatay ko.
Oh,
so, yung mga ganong ano. I also know that a lot of people my age who grew up within a political clan means sitting around your dining table where information and analysis is shared. Mm-hmm. Yung pinagchichikahan si ganito at ganire na may balak daw na gawin ito, ganire. Examples like that. Well, sabi nga nila, I read something like a political family is an excellent university for a budding politician.
True, yeah, I bet. So, pang even mm-hmm. you were like a tiny kid, tapos pang you were hearing all these things,
and yes.
they weren't pang trying to sugarcoat it or hide it from you.
Oh no.
Mm-mm. Okay. So, given that, pang did they ever tell you that they explicitly tell you that they expected you to be in politics?
The answer would be a big fat yes. I mean, back when my father was still alive and was in office, he would bring me and my brother there, and he would always jokingly say na, kumanda na kayo at kayo na ang susunod na uupo dito. You know, pointing at his chair, mga ganon. But the pressure and the mentioning got abundant when I went to college. It wasn't just my family kasi na who would tell me na, ay, tatakbo ka kamakailan na, no? Ay, may balak itong batang ito. Yung mga ganon. Ay, mag-aabuga siya kanini, kaya yan ang kinukuha mo. Things like that na I was kind of confused as to why they would automatically think na just because I was taking up political science, na it was somewhat parallel to me entering the world of politics in right. the near future. Right. So, ayun. Tapos, mas dumami palalo when I graduated as magna cum laude kung saan nagpagawa yung tatay ko ng napakadaming tarpaulin with the incumbent governor's face on it as well, congratulating me for that feat. Well, you know, I can't blame him for being proud or whatnot, pero alam mo yun, there was just an aspect of there was just an aspect of parang I don't want to say embarrassment, pero medyo ganon on my part na nakakalat yung mukha ko sa probinsya namin. Na parang, ano ba? Stop it! Then, again, dumami pa, lalo when I entered law school. Kasi
law school yun.
Yeah, just like what I told you po sa chat when we first communicated, most of my family members, being a lawyer means being a good public servant as well. So I don't know why, pero for some reason, yun ang pinaniniwalaan nila.
Why did you choose to go to law school after PolSci?
Mainly from pressure, I would say.
Really?
Okay. My original plan was actually to go to grad school. I was set na. I didn't have the complete merits kasi I didn't have, what do you call this, the complete requirements because I had no prior work going into grad school and I needed at least 2 years. Pero pinagbigyan ako ng admin ng UPLB because of my grades perhaps. But then my father got sick. He got diagnosed with lung cancer right after I graduated from college. So the whole family, my mom, my dad and I decided na inusap nila ako na anak, baka pwedeng dito ka na lang sa Lucena magpatuloy ng pag-aaral because going to grad school means going to Laguna, which is a different province. So it was kind of a sacrifice that I had to make. Pero thinking about it now, hindi ko naman siya pinagsisisihan na I went to law school just because of pressure or just because it was expected of me. I was a full-time student rin for a good 2 years. So I learned a lot. And it became relevant to my first job as legal assistant. I was the sole legal assistant of a regional attorney of a government office sa Calamba, Laguna. So without entering law school, I wouldn't have gotten that job in the first place. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think everything really happens for a reason, I believe.
Right. Did you ever feel obliged to really run? Parang, was there ever a point in your life na talagang yun na yung nakikita mo sa future mo and parang you felt like you had no choice na but to head there?
Well, you know when they say na when you keep hearing the same things over and over again, you're kind of inclined to believe that it's true.
Right.
Parang somehow, that somehow became my experience na sa paulit-ulit kong naririnig yung sinasabi ng iba na tatakbo ako, na magiging abogado ako, I realized na, teka, parang nagkakatotoo nga ata. So, back in college, I ran as university counselor and my party won by landslide. Then after college, ayun nga, I also entered law school. Pero did I ever feel obliged? Not naman obliged, but there was definitely pressure. But I didn't feel any obligation na kailangan, diba?
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, parang what was the turning point? Parang what made you fully, parang definitively decide na you weren't running and that you were going to have like a career different from your families?
Well, here's the case, Miss Margie. I have not decided yet whether or not I'm going to run in the future. There's no decisiveness in my part yet. I am still an open book. It just so happened na my 19, 20, 21, 22, and now 23-year-old self still cannot push for the idea na ako ay magbibigay serbisyo sa aking mga kababayan dito sa Quezon. Whenever that idea is brought up, and is being served to me as if it's something so easy to claim, that is when I think about it twice or thrice muna because I don't want to be that kind of a candidate. I don't want to be tagged or labeled as a trapo or, alam naman natin, traditional politician. I want to be tagged and labeled with guapo, good and uncorrupted achievements in politics.
Right.
Yung two words na yan, yung two acronyms na yan talagang tumatak sa akin nung college. As a political science graduate, I understand and appreciate the art that comes with politics. Nakita ko yan sa tatay ko, nakita ko yan sa kuya ko. I understand that one needs to perform certain actions and personas to play and conduct political art, but the science for me is far more important eh. Because political science drives men away from speculation and guides them accordingly. And I want to be voted by the people because of that, not just solely by performing the art of politics.
Yeah, very
but I think it would be an honor still to be a public servant one day, but there comes a lot of preparation, I think. I don't want to involve myself kasi into something na feeling half-baked ako and half-hearted. So, you know, in time.
Okay. So, how did your family feel about you not parang running agad or parang, parang taking on a different career muna?
Surprisingly, wala naman pong masyadong violent reactions.
Okay.
My mother naman kasi, she's the kind to say na, whatever's in your heart, sweetie pie, ganon.
Okay.
My older brother, we have gone to several occasions already. Last year, actually, lalo na nung Pasko, nakailan din kaming ikot, nakailan kaming caucus, meetings, Christmas parties. Pero as of this date, wala namang follow-ups simula nung na-hire ako sa current job ko. So I guess he understands it by just me staying silent with regard to that and with me focusing and working at my corporate job.
So what is this job? You don't have to say the company, pero what
yeah.
do you do now?
I'm currently working for the foundation of a big private corporation we have here in the Philippines. I hold and conduct projects for them, basically end-to-end implementation. What keeps me busy also is I recently launched my YouTube channel. It's called Carla Does Things.
Okay.
Can I plug it? Shameless
sure, of course.
Plug.
What do you call that YouTube channel?
What? I'm sorry.
What is content ng YouTube channel? Like, what do you do?
Everything and anything under the sun. That's why I called it, or named it, Carla Does Things, because you never know what I do next. It's my baby. It's my passion project since 2018. So I hope you guys check that one out and subscribe to my channel.
And what was your last episode about?
I only have one video up pa lang. It's me actually coming out.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah. So it's entitled Things I Never Thought I'd Share Coming
right.
Out. So, yeah, you can just search it up as Carla Does Things, and I think that video will pop up.
So,
yeah.
Actually, now that you mention it, parang how did your family feel about you coming out on YouTube? Like, did they know beforehand or?
Oh my gosh. This
yeah,
became...
You're a very fun family. So, parang, how did that go?
Uh huh. Well, only my mom knew before the video release. Oh gosh, medyo kinabahan naman ako sa question na yan. But for the rest of my family members, hindi nila alam.
Uh-huh.
At hanggang ngayon, hindi ko alam kung ano yung reaction nila.
Ooh, okay.
Pero hindi na po kasi relevant sa akin yun eh. Ang importanteng reaction lamang sa akin ay ang reaction ng aking ina.
Okay.
At the fact na tinanggap niya ako, the fact na walang nagbago, basically.
Oh, yeah.
The support that I got from my family members sa side ng mom ko was surreal talaga. As in, I got teary-eyed. Kasi after the release of the video, they messaged me sa group chat. Lalo na si Lola, I thought na, you know, medyo...
Conservative.
Conservative at matatagalan bago niya ma-fully understand. Yeah, maintindihan. Pero sabi niya, apo, walang nagbagol, palagi ka lang magdasal, ganyan.
Oh, that's sweet.
And my one tita actually said na, pagbalik mo, kasi I was away, wala ako dito sa bahay when that video was released, sabi nila, pagbalik mo, mag-celebrate tayo. So they looked at my coming out as a celebration. So I'm really, really happy with that. Sa father side ko naman, which is the political clan
right.
na kinabibilangan ko at hawak ko ang apelyido nila.
Yeah.
Yun nga po, hindi ko alam kung napanood na nila actually. Hindi ko alam kung ano ang reaction nila. But I'm open to sharing it with anyone and I'm open to whatever they're going to say about it. And personally, I think kung kikwestiyonin nila ang aking sexualidad in terms of parang moving forward, na what if tumakbo ka nga, no?
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be to my advantage pa nga eh. Diba?
Okay.
I would rally up the LGBT community.
Right, right.
I don't think na it would play any disadvantage. You know, at the end of the day, ako pa rin to eh. I still hold the same degree. I'm still that Carla na magna cum laude. I'm still that Carla na who went to law school, who was once working for the government and is now working for this foundation of a big private corporation. So, you know, I'm just, it doesn't matter for me. So, I hope it doesn't matter for them as well.
Okay, perfect. Speaking of blogs, I've Got an Opinion has an episode on bisexuality, so check that out.
I've actually listened to it.
Oh,
yeah.
With Vince Lieban, who is an activist. Would you know him by any chance? Like, because he's active ano eh, parang sa mga organizations.
Yeah, I think I have seen him on Twitter, but I don't have Twitter. Pero every time there's like a something going on in the community, I have seen his name pop up.
Okay. Going back to the thing, so I imagine that you don't regret your decision to not run right away or to have a different job.
Yeah.
You enjoy your job now.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And it answers my mom's prayer na ma-increase yung aking empathy because I'm working for a foundation. Nakakatawa nga kasi nung buhay pa yung tatay ko, siya yung parang kontrabida sa pinagsasasabi ng tatay ko na every time sasabihin ni tatay na, oh anak, ganyan, ganito, kapag ikaw nang nakaupo, kapag politiko ka na, ganito ang magandang gawin, ganito ang mga ano, sasabihin niya sa akin palihim na, anak, alam mo, mas maganda yung mamuhay ng simple, mas maganda yung mamuhay ng tahimik, yung mga ganon. Yeah, so I don't regret my decision. Yeah.
From where do you see yourself in 5 years? Like, that's not a long time away.
In 5 years.
Hopefully if the pandemic is like over.
Definitely. My God. Yeah, that's one. In 5 years, I hope to have finished my master's degree.
Okay.
Because I also left it for a semester now. But I wish to come back. But with all that's happening, I don't know if I'll be able to anytime soon, but I know I still have time to come back. I wish to be a regular employee by that time because for financial stability. But yeah, I don't know. I don't really look ahead that much.
Okay. Yeah, let's go on to the next question. How do you feel when you see kids from dynasties who are, or political clans, who are your age and they're running for office now?
Well, mostly I respect their decision. Mm-hmm. It's their money, time, and effort that they're putting in at the end of the day naman, diba?
Mentioned earlier na yung nga, parang you feel apprehensive towards this entire system of yung nga, dynasties and so parang do you ever feel like parang you wish you could tell them like don't or ganun?
But there are two sides to it. One, like I said, I respect their decision because it's their money, time, and effort that they're putting in. I'm not sure about the money part though. But yeah, whatever floats their boat, right? But yeah, a part of me is kind of disappointed, like what you were saying.
Yeah.
That I'm seeing the same surnames again. Mm-hmm. There's a part of me that silently goes, ugh. You know what I mean? Like, not disgust, but just I don't know, parang yung sawa na ako, disappointment. Yeah. But Miss March, I also believe na political dynasties are not the problem entirely.
Okay.
What do you mean? As for me, kasi I like to look at it at a micro level. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, it goes down to what kind of character an individual one is, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Because coming from a political clan or not, it's ultimately one's political will and political interest that will draw the line between corruption and poverty and good governance.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay. So, let's go to our final question. In this podcast, it's our beauty queen question. So, given what you just said, Pang, what advice would you give children who come from political clans? Especially very young ones, like siguro mga teenager or ano, preteen, ganun. They're still forming their perception of the world and themselves.
Well, there's this study by the Ateneo School of Government, and they make a distinction between what is called fat dynasties and thin dynasties.
Okay.
Fat political dynasties have more than 2 and even 20 clan members occupying government offices all at the same time.
Right.
Meanwhile, thin political dynasties are content with having members succeed each other in office. So I just wish na we would be those rare ones. Now we would be those rare Pokemons who would be inclined to choose to be thin. No pun intended.
Right.
Yung matutong maghintay, matutong sumipat at makiramdam kung talaga bang karapat-dapat ka na, panahon mo na ba, pinaghandaan mo ba, what kind of platforms do you have? Ito ba ay dala lamang ng pressure? You know, my father used to always say na para sa general welfare lang, anak. And I always keep that in mind. Napaka-simple. What else? Also, let's stand up for democracy. Let's alleviate poverty. Let's try not to be eaten up by the word power and the perks that comes with having a seat in public office.
Mm-hmm.
Talagang yung power na yan eh, very powerful. But yeah, let's try not to be eaten by it. Because if we don't, who will? Our democracy will slowly die.
Okay.
That's my final word.
Yeah, it's a very powerful final word. And yeah, that is our show. Thank you again, Carla, for being here. Yay, perfect. So if you would like to guest on I've Got an Opinion or want to submit an opinion piece to Rappler, just email opinion@rappler.com. I'm Marguerite De Leon. Thank you for listening. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe to Carla's YouTube channel.
Thanks, Ms. Marge.
Listen to Rappler's podcast on SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts.
When we first started this company, a lot of important people told me that I was going to fail.
And it was my girlfriend who said, why don't you try the streaming thing? Give yourself time. I broke even by like 6-7 months.
You'll never know until you try. Who knows? You could be the future of radio.
I'm Pawi, host of Hustle's Inside the Industry, where we interview creative, enterprising, and passionate professionals on what it means to build a fulfilling career. For your weekly dose of inspiration, subscribe to Inside the Industry every Hustle Monday on Rappler Podcasts.